Delighted to say I'm joined in the studio now by The Rains, a folk Americana trio based in Galway. The group, made up of Ruth Dillon, Yvonne Tiernan and Juliana Erkinen, released their debut album Reverie last March, and you can hear their unique sound in the flesh when they play at Pat Duggan's in Ennistymon next week on Thursday the 24th of August. So a very good morning to Ruth, Yvonne and Juliana, aka The Rains. How are you?
Good morning,
Alan. That's this week.
This Thursday.
Oh, I said next week. Sorry. Yes, this week. This Thursday. Thanks for coming in. And you've kindly provided a pair of tickets to the gig. Yeah. We may as well ask a simple question. Whichever one of you would like to ask it.
Where are we playing this Thursday in the county of Clare, in the Banner County? Where will The Rains appear? For the first time ever in Clare.
Your first gig in Clare, okay. Clare,
and we really wanted to put a Clare gig in at the end of the summer dates. So we contacted Pat Duggan's and they said, yeah, come on in. So
that's the question. Where are we
playing?
And it's not the last time you're going to hear that. So we're giving you lots of clues. where are The Rains playing this Thursday, the 24th of August? We'll get to the gig again in a little while, but let's begin at the beginning. How did you guys meet? How did it all come together? And did you all have extensive musical backgrounds? Had you all played in a variety of other groups before you met? Or
yeah, well, we did all play in different bands. We got together in 2019 during a gig that I was doing. I'm a solo artist, or I was at the time, and Yvonne or Juliana was playing fiddle with me out in Inishere, out in Orosena there. And Yvonne and her hubby came along, and they were in the audience, and Yvonne says that she'd love to have gotten up, and she heard harmonies all the way through and wanted to just jump on the stage and sing with us. So she muscled her way in, and
yes, I did.
We formed a band shortly after, you know. But yes, we've all played. I'll let the girls say what they did. I've played, as I say, solo. I have a few solo CDs, and I sang with Dolores Kane for about 5 years as well in her band. So that was an amazing apprenticeship, really, you know, travelling around the world. And I was writing my first album during that time. But the girls, you've loads of experience too.
Yeah, so like I'm
Juliana looks surprised. Do I?
Yeah. Who, me?
Yeah, I'm from Finland originally, so I started playing classical and Finnish folk music. So I did that for about, I don't know, until I was maybe 20 or something. Then a few years later, I moved to Galway and realised that this is a great place for music, and I started joining all the different bands, folk bands, rock bands.
And was it music that brought you to Ireland, Julian? Did you have an interest in Irish music?
Or no? Not so. I wanted to live somewhere to learn English. That was my initial kind of idea. And then I moved here and I was like, this is great for like, I suppose in Finland it was all very serious, and you know, the classical thing is quite serious and in some way like restricted or something, and I always felt like the vibe in Ireland and Galway was great for the music and to explore different.
You're a bit freer to express yourself musically.
Exactly,
you don't have to stick
so
to
then
rigid.
I joined different bands and rock bands, bluegrass bands, and different things. And this is actually my 8th album that I've recorded now, so I've had a lot of different kind of.
It's quite a CV
bands.
You have.
Yeah, well, it is just the way, you know, when you're in your 20s, 30s, you can play 5 gigs a week and that's no bother to you, but now it's a little bit, it's calmed down now quite a bit. I got married and have 2 kids, and you know, it's getting a little bit more difficult to gig around, so we're doing The Rains now, concentrating on that now.
Well, you're still managing to make it happen because The Rains are on tour. What about yourself, Yvonne? Can you beat 8 albums?
No, I can't. And it's just listening to Juliana, it seems, knowing you now, it seems hard to imagine you just being in an orchestra, Juliana, because the bands suit you so much. You know, that freedom and the way that Juliana plays is so free and wonderful. With me, I started singing. I was able to sing opera when I was very little, so I kind of followed that for a little while, just because I kind of could sing high stuff and did some training. But I was always in rock bands. I was answering, you know, ads in the hot press because I'm from Dublin. So I joined rock bands and I was playing in Whelan's, which we just played last week, a lot, and places like that. And then I got into some session work and I toured with The Commitments and with ABBA-esque, who probably a lot of your listeners would have been at some party somewhere along the line where myself and my sister played. And then I ended up working with the Chieftains, and Paddy realised that I could sing. He knew I was in an ABBA band, so he invited me to sing with them. So I toured with them for probably 12 years as their singer, which was extraordinary, really extraordinary. And also because I was Paddy's PA, I got to work in studio a lot with him and Brian Masterson on all of the Chieftains albums that came out during that period. So, you know, people like Roy Cooder and Bonnie Raitt and Alison Krauss. And
you were exposed to some serious talent there.
Yeah, and it was kind of a little wasted on me then. When I look back now, you know, I was in my 20s and I maybe, well, not wasted maybe, but I suppose to be in the room now with some of those people would be a whole different experience for me. But I definitely absorbed a lot in all of that. And Brian Masterson actually worked on, he has mixed and mastered all of our stuff, including this album. So, so it was a great gift to get to be around all of those people. So I think all of our different, it's like the ingredients in a lovely cake, you know, all our different mixes come together. And
yeah, and that's kind of what I want to ask you next. Look, where the meeting points are, because when Ruth was describing how herself and Juliana were playing, you were in the crowd and heard the harmonies, it kind of put in my mind how Crosby, Stills and Nash met, and Graham Nash asked the other two to play this song. They played it two more times, and on the third time he joined in and had the harmony, the high harmony, and it was this unique musical blend. Yeah. So once you joined in, what did the two of you think when Yvonne joined in? Were you like, oh, this is something we have to try and see, can we do something long term with this?
It was so natural.
It was so natural.
So like, I remember even a couple of months ago, Ruth's a great songwriter, writes most of the songs for the band, and we kind of arrange them together and make our own versions, harmonies and different things like that. But I remember you sang a song and like I think the second time around you just started singing it
I went straight into harmonies. We were talking about this recently on something where there's a sisterly vibe. So I'm from three sisters, so it's Juliana and
I have one sister which has, I used to sing with as well when I was younger.
Yeah, but there's something about that natural falling into place. It's not something that you really think about. It just kind of happens. You know, we were even singing in the car on the way up here together and kind of preparing for this a little, but also it's just such a pleasure. It's so lovely to and now that we've been on the road, we're very rehearsed. I'm setting us up now, we'll probably make a mistake.
Your tempting face.
But you know, we just played a gig in Dublin last week, and it's lovely when you get to the point where there's a knowing, you know, all of your senses just know that where they need to be, and then you just get to enjoy it and be playful with it and really enjoy the music, because the one thing that did pull us together is that we all love Americana, folk, that, you know, that little edge of country, bluegrass, that something happens in my system. For all the years that I was around the best of trad people, something happens in my system when I hear Americana music, or, you know, it just really excites me in a way that trad doesn't. So I'm kind of following a natural path with this for me anyhow.
So that's kind of the, you know, you describe yourselves as folk Americana. That's where all your, you know, I'm sure you're all very, have eclectic musical tastes, but that's very much where it came together. Like, what are some of the kind of key artists within those genres that you would all have initially discussed? Well, what are you into? And they'd say, one of you would say to me, oh, geez, I'm into them as well.
I think I was listening to, well, I kind of got into bluegrass. So after Dolores Cain and my own stuff, I think I started to really listen to a lot of bluegrass music and trying to play bluegrass little runs on the guitar and all that kind of jazz, and then was in a band called the Molly Hicks, which was bluegrass. So I think that's definitely inflected in how I write songs, but old-timey music as well, so it's not too fast. I don't like anymore to write the very fast bluegrass ones, but I love listening to it. I love that harmony thing. So I think it kind of all kind of, as you said, Yvonne, kind of, it ends up in the same mixing bowl for the music, you know.
And actually arranging the stuff is very easy because it kind of all comes naturally. I think we have very similar tastes, so we don't really need to discuss too much. Like,
no.
It's just kind of...
We don't argue over the music.
Never.
Only
never.
The photographs that we have to put on the
That's good. Well, it's bands usually fall.
Yeah.
Bands usually fall apart when they're arguing over the music and money. So at least you're not arguing over that.
Really, it's very natural. I was raised on Johnny Cash and Elvis, really. My mother, Elvis, and my dad, Johnny Cash. And then listening to people like K.D. Lang, Eddie Reader, Leonard Cohen. Mm. I know you were saying earlier you love Neil Young. Harvest Moon's probably one of my favourite all-time songs. Just so beautiful. So K.D. Lang particularly, and I started listening to her again now. And then people like the Civil Wars, who have that, they have a male-female harmony, but yeah. It's very much that kind of the dynamic of the Civil Wars and the Handsome Family. And there's so many wonderful folk American.
Yeah, I think I was listening
artists.
I started to listen to then female sing bands like the Be Good Tanyas and the I'm With Her and
Wailing Jenny.
The Wailing Jennies, yeah. I'd say that has sort of probably.
Which I always love that name and the nod towards Wailing Jennings.
Twist,
is great.
The twist on it, yeah.
Even First Aid Kit is lovely with the sisterly harmonies. And
the First Aid Kit, yeah. We've been sometimes compared to First Aid Kit because although they would tend more towards pop, they have a very kind of country edge as well.
They do, yeah.
A lot of oohs and ahs, and we're kind of known for doing, we pop in a lot of oohs and ahs in our songs.
Yeah. There's never anything wrong with
oohs. No, we love them. I've always wanted to do them and in harmony, so it's good fun.
And we were chatting off air about kind of how you got together, and you say 2019, and, you know, we all know what unfolded in the following 2 years or so, which could have, you know, seen a band who formed just before COVID come a cropper and maybe, you know, it stops in its infancy because they're just, you're presented with so many obstacles. But actually, it was the opposite for the three of you. You were able to kind of hunker down and hone your sound and work on your material and record and do all of that kind of stuff in relative kind of peace and quiet.
Peace and quiet with all the children and the husbands at home. I remember thinking at one point that initially, I think, well, I'm not speaking for everyone, but for myself, and you would hear quite commonly people saying there was an initial just relief at the lack of busyness. Mm. All the dropping the kids here, there, the appointments, that everything just stopped. And people who were away on the road a lot got to be at home in a very different way. And in our house, I'm married to Tommy Tiernan, who's the comic, and he, for him to be off the road was extraordinary. And so for us both to be home with the kids all the time, and we were talking about how creative people get creative in situations. It has to come out somehow. He started the Tommy, Hector and Dorita podcast, came out of COVID.
Tell Tommy my wife is a huge fan of that. She never stops talking about
it. I will.
Starting up again soon.
So he was in one shed, you know, pulling that together as a way of keeping a creative outlet. And we were in another shed, or sometimes in his shed when he wasn't there, recording songs that we were so excited about, we just didn't want to stop. So we had to find a way. And I think a lot of musicians, Juliana being one of them, learned how to build studios at home, how to record themselves, which is incredible. But creative people get creative, I think, and they'll find a way to get out what they need to express. And so
it can be one or the other. And I think for us, it was lucky that there were three of us in it in that way that really, really wanted to keep it going, probably. You know, so I think some creative people actually ended up maybe in depression because they couldn't fulfil what they wanted to do and go out and be on stage. For us, and because we had just started before the whole COVID thing, we had done a few gigs. There were sellout shows, and the next minute it all happened. And we just thought, no, let's get this together.
Keep going.
We had the songs ready, we had ones written, and so to be able to record them and then come out of COVID and have an album, it has been.
And actually, the first song that we released was called "Bare Feet on Grass." It's on the album as well. It was number one on the singer-songwriter charts, and it was played a lot on RTE as well. So I think we got really encouraged by that. We recorded that during lockdown. It was like very remotely thing, and then that really encouraged us, I think, to keep on recording and being creative with that. And
it's a funny one. We've been very successful in a way, says I, but, you know, in terms of the singles and everything, considering that we hadn't really, you know, done that many gigs or anything at this, or had an actual album out at that stage, so it's been a funny way to do it, but it's worked for us, I think.
Yeah, and there's been from the very beginning, because I've been in lots of different setups as the other women have, and I've sent stuff to RTE before and they've never played it, and there's been something about this. People talk about the harmonies or the feeling, you know, when they hear the music. There's been something about this that has had its own energy. Stuff has come towards us a lot rather than us having to push. So there's a lot of work in it. There's a lot of work in managing a band and in promoting it and touring. But there's also some other level of just us kind of looking at each other and going, wow, people really like this. We have something here.
This has something different to what you've all had in the past before. Yeah. It just feels right, or more right maybe than than previous things you've done. The album's out about 5 months at this stage, Reverie. What has the reaction been like, and have you been kind of pleasantly surprised or blown away by how it's been received?
I don't know. I think albums are a different thing now than for me working in the music industry in Dublin years ago. An album was a different thing. In some ways, we've released songs as we've kind of gone along. Every 2 or 3 months, we put out a song and they get playlisted and they do pretty well. The album, for me anyhow, the other ladies can speak for themselves, but it's kind of like capturing a moment of, this is the set that we have been touring. These are the songs that have been written so far. And it's a way of having something for people to take home to play who still have CD players. You know, you get to listen to it in your car and sing along. I love doing that with my favourite albums. So
streaming hasn't completely killed off the concept of an album as being a big deal and an event.
I think
event,
it's changed it. And I think that the people who like this kind of music maybe are people who still like to hold an album and read it. And
But you can also get the CD. We also stream it. We also, everything, that's all on our website, therains.ie, I might mention as well.
That's a good saleswoman there, Ruth.
Yeah.
R-A-I-N-E-S.
Yeah. Exactly, R-A-I-N-E-S. Yeah. So you're very kindly going to perform for us now. What are you going to play?
We are going to play a song that we're also going to play in Pot Duggan's this Thursday night in Ennistyne.
Another clue for you folks.
therains.ie.
There was the clue for our giveaway. It's a song called Wildflowers, which is a Tom Petty song, actually.
From his wonderful 1994 album.
That's right.
Of the same name.
Absolutely, yeah.
Fantastic.
And for some reason, when we started this song, mixed in with our other songs, people thought it was a Rains song because I hadn't heard it from Tom Petty, actually. I heard it from some other band, but...
Is it the Wailing Jennies?
I'm with her, maybe.
No.
It's always a compliment when you make another artist song your own that people think you actually wrote.
People say that to us. Yeah. We were really chuffed with that, yeah, for sure. So,
Well, give us an example of how you have made it your own.
Okay.
The Rains.
No pressure
at all. The Rains with Wildflowers, which is the opening track from their album Reverie. Take it away in your own time.
Run away, go find love.
of your trouble and worry. You belong somewhere you feel free. 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 Free.
Lovely, lovely. Gotta love those harmonies. That is The Rains with their version of Wildflowers. I'm pretty sure Tom Petty himself would be very, very complimentary about that version. That's the opening track on The Rains, a debut album, Reverie, which is out now. And you can see them playing in Clare for the very first time this coming Thursday at Pat Duggan's in Ennistymon, which Mary Queeley will be doing because she picked up on all the copious number of hints which we dropped as she got in touch to say, Pat Duggan's, you're going to be heading along to that show, which will be absolutely fantastic. The Rains, Juliana Erkinen, Ruth Dillon and Yvonne Tiernan, thank you so much to the three of you.
Thanks, been lovely having you. And pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for doing that.
So
harmony, I'm a sucker for harmonies, I have to say it. Thanks very much to The Rains for being in studio with us this morning.